Wednesday saw the final party leaders debate in Parliament ahead of the autumn election, and it was a feisty affair. Sweden Democrat leader Jimmie Åkesson accused the Left Party of links to extremists after reports over 20 Left Party candidates have been removed as local election candidates over allegations of anti-Semitism or support for terror-listed groups. Social Democrat leader Magdalena Andersson said the claims are serious, but said the Left Party had taken action, while Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson of the Moderates warned an opposition win in the election would mean higher taxes and policy shifts, news agency TT reports. Five men lost their lives when the construction elevator they were standing in collapsed 30 metres to the ground in a Stockholm suburb in 2023. And on Wednesday, a court found three men, two hoist elevator fitters and the managing director of the company supplying the construction hoist elevator system, which was used to transport the workers up and down the building, not guilty of serious health and safety violations. They had denied the charges in court. The Swedish Accident Investigation Authority had found that a handful of the screw and nut assemblies required to hold together the mast sections of the lift were missing, which it says caused the accident. The construction union Byggnads tells news agency TT that the court's verdict of not guilty is a scandal. Swedish prosecutors have charged a man with attempted spying on behalf of Russia. In a statement, the prosecution authority said the 34-year-old man's previously worked for the armed forces, where he had access to highly classified information. He was arrested in early January this year and is also in custody on suspicion of conspiracy to commit murder. Court proceedings will begin next week. And commuters in Stockholm got an unusual sight Wednesday morning as an elk was seen running along the inner city streets during rush hour. The elk calf, which had crossed a bridge, was spotted by pedestrians and motorists in the Södermalm district. 2 hours later, the animal was shot dead by gamekeepers. Those were Wednesday's headlines. For more news stories, go to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a good Wednesday evening.